Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 4:39 here on Drive Time with DeRusha. Hope you're having a nice afternoon. So many great guests today, and I'm excited to have a conversation with a history-making new Minnesota House Minority Leader. Representative Lisa Damith is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Representative, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Jason. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. As you get ready with Republicans to take on a role in the minority here in Minnesota, what to you is the number one priority? What is the number one Republican priority in the House?
You know, Jason, that is a great question. And the things that we have been hearing from Minnesotans all across the state are prioritizing tax relief and then also public safety and addressing waste and fraud within within government. We've had the Feeding Our Future fraud scandal. Those are the top issues that we've heard across the campaign trail and still remain top issues today.
We're talking with Representative Lisa Damith, the new House Minority Leader. I mentioned in the introduction that your appointment is selection by the House Republicans is history making as a woman of color, a black woman leading any caucus. Is that significant to you?
You know, Jason, it is significant to the public, but that's not why I ran for this caucus election. I ran because I saw an opportunity, and I specifically asked my colleagues if they were going to vote for me to lead our caucus, that they would do that because they thought that I would be the best one to lead us over the next 2 years and eventually into the majority.
What?
But knowing that it is significant and it is history making, I'm willing to have the conversation.
Yeah, it's always something that I get a little nervous asking people about, because on the one hand, I think it is, to me, it is significant. It's always significant when you're a first. But I also don't want to sort of downgrade the accomplishment, right? It's not being the first woman and person of color doesn't mean that it's because you are a woman or because you are a person of color.
And that is exactly right. I have the skill set and the ability and the leadership to do the job. And then I happen to be an African-American woman.
Lisa Damith is with us, the newly elected Minnesota House Minority Leader. When you are in the minority, Representative, the Republicans are, you guys got your butt kicked in the election statewide anyway here in Minnesota. And now Democrats will have control of both the House and the Senate. What is your take on why the Republicans got really underperformed? I don't know if I want to. Is it accurate to say got your butt kicked? That's what it felt like.
It felt like that, but I'll let you say those words the way that I looked at it.
The House Minority Leader is not going to say that her party got its butt kicked? Interesting.
I am not going to say that.
That's
but
fair.
Jason, we fully expected to be in the majority in the House. And so the election night was very disappointing. It was different than we anticipated. With that being said, maybe there was some we underestimated some areas. What we were hearing on our campaign trail, as we were at doors, on our polling, we were hearing those things that are important to Minnesotans, the tax relief and the public safety. But yet, there was the abortion issue that did come front and center. Maybe we underestimated the impact that would have. And it is it's an issue that does need to be talked about across the state.
Are Republicans on the wrong side of that issue?
I don't believe that we're on the wrong side of that issue. We are pro-life. We are a pro-life caucus, and we will continue to advocate for life. What I think we need to do, as we've been talking with Minnesotans, most people fall someplace in the middle. You know, maybe people don't support total bans on abortion. But yet, when you look at some of the extreme measures that would allow abortion up to the moment of birth, most Minnesotans aren't there either. So we have to take this issue and distill it down and look where could we meet in the middle on some of it. But that isn't to say that we won't still advocate completely for life. We are still pro-life. Pocket.
Yeah, I think that's the question, if Republicans can figure out how to talk about it in a way, because I think a lot of us in Minnesota, I mean, look, no one's in favor of abortion. No one wants to get an abortion. No one wants this to be the outcome. It's not good. It's traumatic. It's an end result that nobody wants. That said,
exactly right.
I think people look at it and say, I don't know that this is really what we want our government, after 50 years of something being a right, you know, to say, well, we want to ban it. I don't know. That's not where Minnesotans are either.
Well, I think there's things that we can do when raising kids is hard. I have 4 kids and, you know, it takes a lot. At one point in my life, Jason, I was also a single mom. So I know that stretch of finances. Yeah. Finding childcare. There are hard things, and there are other things that we can do to support parenting that will help Minnesotans make better decisions. And so abortion wouldn't necessarily have to be that only option.
We know, and we're talking with Representative Lisa Damith, the new House Minority Leader, Republican from Cold Spring. We know that the Democrats have said, and the governor has said, that legalizing marijuana, recreational marijuana, is going to be early on the agenda. Sports gambling might be back in the mix here. Libertarian Republicans are in favor of sports gambling, in favor of legalizing marijuana. Where are you on this? Where is the caucus going to be?
So that's issues that are going to come front and center. And as a caucus, we will have those discussions. The important thing is we need to see what type of language is in the bill that the DFL is going to come to us with on the marijuana legalization. That is completely a complex topic, and we need to consider a lot of items in that, the regulatory framework, the public safety impacts, how do we address impaired driving, where does the tax revenue go? There's a lot more to the discussion that needs to take place. Those are things that we'll talk about as a caucus, though, and then, like I said, look at the bill language.
Are you going to take a little break here over the winter before you guys go back into session, a little bit of a holiday break for you at all?
With this new opportunity to serve my caucus in this way as a House Minority Leader, no. I won't be able to take a break.
No Christmas break for you? Come on.
I will be able to celebrate the holidays with my family and spend time with them, but I see a lot of cold weather and enjoyable Minnesota time in my future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Lisa Damith, I appreciate the time. I know we'll be talking more as we get into the session and into the new year, but congratulations on your election and selection. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Representative Lisa Damith here on Drive Time with DeRusha on CCO.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.